Hey kids, it's Kier from GPR, bringing you another little segment here from an interview that we were fortunate enough to be able to conduct at this past November's Long Island Who. We got a chance to sit down and speak with Camille Kadoori, whom all of you Whovians will recognize as Jackie Tyler.
This is GPR here with Camille Kadoori at LI Who 3, enjoying our weekend so far. So we're 10 years out from the show returning with the new series and you know, meeting the character of Jackie Tyler. So when you took that role, did you think that, you know, a decade later you would still be going to conventions and still be answering questions about this character?
No, absolutely not. You know, when you start Doctor Who, you think that's it. You don't realize that it's kind of a lifetime journey. Mm-hmm. And it is. You're on it forever, I think. And I was really surprised that it wasn't going to stop there. I thought that it was, and yet it's kind of, it's like it's never finished.
So what was your favorite thing about playing the character of Jackie?
I like the fact that she was very human, very ordinary, very loud, and she was a bit comical, wasn't she, as well?
And oh, yeah.
So a lot of mums could identify with her. I like the fact that she made out that she was busy and had a lot to worry about. And in fact, she didn't at all. She had stuff to worry about, you know, but she was just lazy, you know. She delegated everything, didn't she? And she was a bit of a coward, if you like.
Mm-hmm. So did you, are you happy with where the character ended up, like with the growth that she went through and how she evolved over the course of the show?
Yeah, I think so. I love the way Jackie evolved. She, I loved doing Love of Monsters because you saw her being completely on her own and sort of slightly different from the Jackie being mum. So that was interesting, seeing her kind of alone trying to get the guy.
Yeah.
And that, poor thing.
That was actually one of my next questions, because that episode is one that, you know, it comes under a lot of fire, and I personally feel like it's undue. It's one of my personal favorites, and I've gotten criticism for that myself. But yeah,
isn't that bonkers? Because it's good. It's a good one. It's culty then, if you like. We should just say it's the culty
episode.
There
we go. I like that. It's yeah. You know, but it was nice seeing how Jackie, you know, kind of take on the protectorate role for Rose when she's not there. You know, Jackie's the line of defense, and so it was nice seeing that side of her too. And so, being able to flesh the character out like that, I'm sure that had to have been a blast, being able to just say, here's an episode for you to just go with, and
it was hugely, it was really flattered, if you like. Yeah, it was lovely. And I think Russell T. Davies knows, he understands women very, very well, and mothers, and clearly. And for him to just go in and just, let's have a look at what this would be like with an ulterior motive, you know, with Elton coming in with a completely different agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is always interesting, isn't it, plot-wise? So, yeah, good to do.
So it's a well-known fact that you and Noel Clarke are actually really good friends.
Like, yeah.
How did that come about?
Like, he made me be his friend. No, we just clicked, you know, from day one. We kind of knew that I came out of my trailer, I was in the trackies or whatever it was, you know, the tracksuit, and we just had this moment of knowing what kind of a thing we were about to do, knowing about the prestige of Doctor Who's reputation, if you like. So there was a kind of a, you know, so, hey, oh, I'm Camille, and yeah, I'm Noel, and we talked about, well, this is going to be something, isn't it? This is exciting. Yeah. And there was just this underlying kind of unspoken excitement, maybe call it fear, just that whole sort of, It was hard to describe. There was a moment, anyway. There was definitely a moment. And then once we got working, because a lot of our stuff was together, and we had, obviously, Rose was our thing in common, and the doctor, of course, who was taking her away, that was great to kind of gel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our actual very next interview is with Noel. We're going to walk out and go do him just next. So is there anything that you can tell us that we can bring up to try and throw him off his game?
Oh, God. Oh, my list. I wouldn't be able to throw him off his game. He's brilliant. He's a hero. He is such a hero. He's, yeah, a dear friend. And, oh, what have I got? No, I haven't. I'm jet lagged. It's my excuse. I can't think of, but I'll think about it during the day and then I'll just slip you a note.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.